As Richard Johnson says, there was joy last night in Miami, but not in Wrigleyville, where the Chicago Cubs lost the National League Championship to the Florida Marlins.
Now Urbina's 1-0 pitch to Bacco. Here it comes, and it's lifted to left. Playable for Conine, and the Marlins are going to the World Series. The Florida Marlins have stunned the Chicago Cubs, winning the last three in a row. The Marlins with a wild celebration out on the infield as the Marlins beat the Cubs tonight by a score of 9-6.
Pat Hughes had the call on radio station WGN. It was a bitter disappointment for Cubs fans. At one point in the series, the Cubs had led 3-1. They lost in the last three games, two of those at home with their best pitchers.
I knew they'd lose.
Those words from one of the Cubs' greatest fans, not about last night's game, but about one 24 years ago. The late columnist Mike Royko had a unique understanding of the Cubs and their fans. He spoke in May of 1979 with NPR's Alex Chadwick about another remarkable Cubs loss, 22-23 to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
But they tied it up. I mean,
when they tied it up, I'm sure they're going to lose.
The ninth inning, 22-22.
Yeah.
They go into the 10th inning. Why were you sure they were going to lose?
Because they're the Cubs. They lose games like that. They do something heroic, come right to the end, and then right at the last second, they fail, and that's what makes them so wonderful. Because that's basically the story of all of us. I mean, the Yankees aren't real. Nobody goes around winning and triumphing over everything. 99% of most people don't triumph over anything. You know, they just get by.
Is Chicago a good baseball town?
Oh, it's a marvelous baseball town. Fans are tolerant. They get mad, but they're basically philosophical and tolerant. I think the reason Chicagoans generally are more sensible and level-headed than people in many other parts of the country are that we've learned through experiences such as the Cubs not to expect the most and to be happy with small gifts. That's why we can survive great blizzards. We survive political corruption. We survive all the things, the gangsters that we're known for. We survive all that. We go on and we live and we're happy. And the Cubs help teach us that life is rough.
The late Chicago columnist Mike Royko speaking comfort and sense to the Chicago fans on NPR in 1979.